Penguin Audio presents The Eternal Ones by Kirsten Miller. Read by Emma Galvin. Part 1. The Possession of Haven Moor. Chapter 1. Haven was back. She glanced across the familiar little room. Silver clouds hovered over the skylight high above a rumpled bed. A candle sat on the edge of the vanity, waiting for the sun's weak rays to finally fade. Her gaze returned to the mirror in front of her. She smoothed the strand of her blonde bob and tucked it behind one ear. The reflection in the mirror wasn't hers, but she knew it as well as her own. The big brown eyes rimmed with kohl, the smiling lips shaped into a red cupid's bow. Once again, she watched a slim hand bearing a glowing garnet smooth a robe embroidered with gold. Haven could feel the silk passing beneath her fingertips. The girl in the mirror was waiting. A clock on the mantel over the fireplace was frozen at 5 minutes to 6. Time had slowed to a trickle. Outside, the fall wind wailed. The trees groaned in the park she somehow knew was less than a block away. The crackling fire had banished the evening chill, but the girl felt no need for its warmth. She heard the sound of ladies' heels on the cobblestones below, her heart fluttering. She scurried across the rough wooden floorboards to the window, careful not to let the heels of her slippers slide into the cracks. She peeked between the velvet curtains. One story below her, on a quaint narrow lane, two women in fur coats walked past, arm in arm.